This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, September 14, 2016. Sunrise at 6:21 a.m., sunset at 6:53 p.m. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, Gloucester Police Chief Leonard Campanello, hailed locally and nationally for his innovations in the fight against opioid addiction, has been placed on indefinite leave pending an undefined internal investigation, Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken announced Tuesday night. Romeo Taken met with all city council members in an executive session at the start of the council's regular meeting and issued a one-sentence statement indicating Campanello's status. The statement and the mayor said there would be no further comment. Chief Campanello said later Tuesday night he does not know what the investigation is about and he is, quote, unconcerned about it. An earlier article by Ray Lamont in the Gloucester Times cited that the chief would be on a two-week leave to sort out commitments to the Angel program and to the Gloucester Police Department. A public forum in Salem last night did not receive a great reaction from the crowd. Bill Newell reports.
Reaction from the crowd in Salem? Are you serious? That was just one of several reactions quietly aired by the public as planners unveiled a proposal to move traffic that hits Highland Avenue today instead onto Traders Way and First Street, a suggestion aimed at loosening up traffic jams on the state highway, that being Route 107. In a story written by Dustin Luca at the top of today's front page of the Salem News, he continues to write, plans to improve a host of issues on Highland Avenue were unveiled Tuesday night at Collins Middle School, but a proposal to remove the zigzag accused of causing the worst clogging of the thruway drew the most hushed criticism and the boos from residents. With well beyond a year of work behind the Route 107 corridor study, local and state officials have been pulling in feedback and taking a detailed look at the corridor, highlighting and looking to resolve traffic struggles as well as inadequate support for pedestrian and bicyclists. The suggestion from those efforts was unveiled Tuesday, focusing mainly on a proposed bike support and moving traffic onto Traders Way and First Street. The response was overwhelmingly negative as soon as the traffic change was offered up. More than 60 people attended the meeting, including a small delegation of local leaders and elected officials. Today, drivers on Marlboro and Swampscott Roads use Highland Avenue to move from one road to the other, a pattern that leads to a choking of traffic flow on the busy Highland Avenue. Planners suggest instead sending those vehicles down Traders Way and First Street, cutting through the middle of the bustling Hawthorne Square Mall shopping center. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com. Rick?
Thank you, Bill. Ethan Foreman writes in the Salem News that Endicott College President Richard Wiley greeted Beverly native Pete Frates Tuesday afternoon for the dedication of the college's newest dorm, which bears his name, with Wiley jokingly thanking Frates for not wearing his Boston College colors. The celebration also featured a possible record-breaking ice bucket challenge, an event synonymous with Frates and ALS. Frates, his wife Julie, daughter Lucy, father and Ward 6 City Councilor John Frates, Mother Nancy, brother Andrew, and other friends and family looked on as hundreds of Endicott College students and staff wearing T-shirts and gym shorts doused themselves with buckets of water. They yelled and cheered as they cooled off on what turned into a hot summer afternoon as the group crowded around an embankment at the back of the new Peter Frates Hall, a 225-bed undergraduate residence hall on campus. The college estimates 1,500 people took part in the challenge. The previous known record for the largest group to get a cold soaking is 776, according to the college. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, an idea left over from Gloucester's 2011 Harbor Walk project is being revived 5 years later, and it may prove the ace in the hole when it comes to solving one of the city's most notorious traffic boondoggles. According to Ray Lamont, Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken is bringing forward a plan and design that would replace a portion of the long-standing island configuration at so-called Tally's Corner with a roundabout and a spruced-up smaller island above it. The traffic reconfiguration would not bring any drastic changes for drivers, according to Romeo Taken, but it would, according to Ray Lamont, ease the overall traffic flow and boost the appearance of the tangle that leads from Western Avenue and Angle Street down to the bottom of Washington Street, where it meets Commercial and Roger Streets and takes in traffic from Main Street's West End. The proposal will be outlined and up for public discussion at 6 p.m. Thursday at the Lester S. Wass American Legion Hall, 23 Middle Street, which sits above Tally's Corner. Again, that's the Lester Wass American Legion Hall, 23 Middle Street. This will be on Thursday at 6 p.m. in Gloucester. Gayla Cowley writes in itemlive.com, the Swampscott Republic of Public Works Director, Gino Cresta, will be filling in during the search for a permanent town administrator. Cresta was named the interim town administrator at the Board of Selectmen meeting on Tuesday. He has worked for the town for more than 13 years. Cresta is quoted as saying, I'm both humbled and honored that I was chosen. Town Administrator Thomas Younger accepted the same position in Stoneham last month. His last day in Swampscott falls in mid-October, with Cresta stepping up after his departure. Naomi Dreeben, Board Chairwoman, and Town Accountant David Castellerin, who also serves as Assistant Town Administrator, will exercise leadership on the budget during the interim tenure. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.